Hey there, welcome to the Loving Truth Podcast. I'm Mike Shira, I'm your host today. And we're going to talk about loving truth by loving the Psalms. That's right, loving truth by loving the Psalms. I love the Psalms and I love the Word of God. And there are 150 Psalms. And I like to say that they are the theological songbook for the church. And they run the gamut of all human emotions. And that's one of the things I love about the Psalms. The Psalms are unvarnished truth. The Psalms are raw. The Psalms are righteous. The Psalms rightly rejoice, but they also plumb the depths of human experience such that when you read the Psalms, you can find your own experience in there. You can, you know, when I was a new believer, I was in a men's group and we were memorizing Psalm 23. And I'm so glad we did because now almost daily I recite Psalm 23. And then soon afterwards, I memorized Psalm 100 and I'm glad I did. We're talking, you know, early 1980s, 1982, 1983. And almost daily, I recite Psalm 100. In fact, today I was holding a plank and trying to hold it for long enough to recite all of Psalm 100. Some of you are like, well, that's easy. Not when you're 62, baby, okay? I'm just saying, when you're getting up there older, you sometimes lose some of that strength, and so you have to work harder at it, okay? But let's just say this, the Psalms are for everybody, young and old alike, for the youngest child that can read and listen to their parents, even as the parent reads them the word, which God did design the Christian home to be a place where parents would be reading their kids the word of God from the youngest age, even from the womb, even from within the womb, where the parent is reading and the child can hear, even though they don't know the language yet. I'm a big fan of that. Also, just reading children the Word of God from their earliest moments and praying over them and all of that. And then, of course, when they start talking and able to read and what have you, teaching them how to read and teaching them how to read the Word out loud, even to the family. All that to say, the Psalms are really, I think, where I love to go just to read and really you look to them to find comfort. But I think sometimes you look to the Psalms to find this is going to sound kind of weird, but like a listening ear from God. Like God is speaking in the Word. But as you're reading the Psalms and as David or other, like I was just reading Psalm 86 earlier today. It's a prayer of David. And it says, incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me. Okay, he's saying, have the listening ear for me, Lord. I am poor and needy. He's singing the blues. David was chased down. David was harassed. David was sometimes helpless, but he always could go to the Lord. And David wrote a lot of the Psalms, okay? He was a poet. He was a songwriter. He was a musician. And what's beautiful about that is that God uses singing in the life of Christians to deeply impact the heart and shape the life and bring us through peaks and pits, but also reading the Psalms, these lyrics of songs, and then singing them in church with the people of God. You know, we're to, even in the New Testament, it tells us in Colossians and other places to speak to one another and sing to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And I just, again, I love the Psalms. I love, what can I say about them? I love the fact that believers can navigate life with a book of 150 long and very short, very long and very short songs. And where you can be singing the blues or you can be singing praises and maybe doing both at the same time. A friend of mine just said today, Tanner said this today, sometimes the joy of the Lord is a song sung in a minor key. And his sister said that to him at a time that he needed to hear that. And that was a good thing. But sometimes we're singing the blues. Sometimes we're singing praises. Sometimes maybe doing the same you know, both at the same time. Like you're reading through the Bible, right? Like I'm always reading the Bible by God's grace, and I love, I don't know if there's a day that goes by that I don't read some of the Psalms. Again, Psalm 23, Psalm 100, I kind of live with those on a daily basis. I don't know, I just love the Psalms, and I love the beautiful words that are in the Psalms. I love the ideas that are there that really do run the gamut of human experience, and I love that the Psalms always come back to the sovereignty, the kingship, the lordship of God. And I love the fact that we can, by God's grace, arrange ourselves under his sovereign lordship. And even as I'm reading the Psalms, it helps me remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. It helps me remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It helps me remember that Jesus is my life. It helps me remember that he is my adequacy and my sufficiency. Maybe you're going through a low time right now, or maybe you're on cloud nine. You know, maybe this is the best time of your life and you're joyful. The Psalms are for you. But maybe you are in the depths of despair right now. Friend, the Psalms are for you. Maybe even right this very moment. And I don't want to put you in a lower place, but maybe you're very low right now. Maybe you came to this and you keep holding on to it and thinking, I need a word of comfort. Well, let me read you some more of the words of Psalm 86. Again, it starts, incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Like David's saying, like, he's not saying I'm the most godly person ever. He's just saying, I do love you, Lord. And he says, save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. He says, be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Maybe you're crying out to God every day, and maybe the prayer seems not to be answered. Maybe the situation seems not to be solved. Maybe you can't see a good horizon. What does David say? Psalm 86:4, gladden the soul of your servant. For to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I love that. That doesn't mean to take away the issues or the pain. It just gladdened my heart. My heart can be glad even while I have a deep cut or even a scar that doesn't go away. Sometimes those scars feel like they don't heal. We all know it. We all live it. But what does he do? He says, you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. I love what it says in the New Testament too. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And whoever comes to him, he will never cast out. I think it's one of the beauties of the Psalms is it always, almost always, okay, it doesn't always end in a top note, but it always reorients you to who God is, what he does. Again, whether you're singing the blues or singing God's praises, you go through the Psalms, you remember that theologically attuned wealth of sorrow and joy, and you can arrange yourself under God and his sovereign lordship and remember Jesus Christ and, you know, live humbly with the joy of the Lord, even when you don't feel joyful. I remember there's a song, an old song from the 80s that Michael W. Smith wrote and sang. And this line, I'll never forget the line. It just says, when I walk with God, his joy will always come. Just keep walking one step at a time. Just keep going. Connect with fellow believers that can help you. You could be singing the blues, you could be singing God's praises, and or both at the same time. But remember the Psalms, turn to the Psalms, share them with friends, speak to one another in these Psalms. It helps. Let's finish with the closing words of Psalm 86. Verse 15, but you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. I'm just going to stop there. Give your strength and your servant. I got to go on. One more verse. Show me a sign of your favor. that those who hate me may see and be put to shame because you, Lord, Yahweh, have helped me and comforted me. This is what God does in the Psalms. He helps you and he comforts you. We all need it. We all need him. And we need his word. All right. Thanks for joining me today in the Loving Truth Podcast. We'll be back again next time with some more comfort and words of truth from the Word of God.